the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. I'm thrilled to share today's post, introducing a tool that has profoundly shaped my own spiritual journey and continues to aid in my understanding of energetic inquiry, which is the main subject of this blog. The tool of which I speak is the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, a central symbol in the ancient Jewish mystical tradition of Kabbalah. You might wonder why someone raised Catholic would be drawn to a Jewish mystical tradition. The truth is, I felt drawn to the mystical pathway in general. Although traditional religion, moral codes, and spiritual advisors have played important roles in my life, I've come to realize that ultimately, I must release my reliance on intermediaries and trust my own inner compass to experience a direct and authentic relationship with the divine. That is the essence of mysticism. As for Kabbalah, I'm attracted to its emphasis on creation. While most Bible stories are accounts of what happens to humanity after the fall of Adam and Eve, very little attention is given in the Bible to creation itself. What happened in the beginning? What is prior to the fall? I am fascinated with these questions, and the Kabbalistic Tree of Life provides an amazing avenue for such exploration. It attempts to explain creation through the mysterious Tree of Life found in the middle of the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis. According to Genesis, the Tree of Life is the source of eternal life. The Kabbalistic Tree of Life represents the divine structure of creation, and it maps the flow of divine energy through the structure, from the unmanifest to the manifest. This mapping from potential to actuality poignantly illustrates the interconnectedness of all of existence. The tree is beautiful in its simplicity, yet rich in complexity. I have gained so much knowledge reflecting on this symbol over many years, and yet I know that I have barely begun to scratch the surface. There is a lot to say about the Tree of Life, but for now, I encourage you to simply familiarize yourself with the picture of the tree provided above.